Okay, part two.
So if you want to tell me that the whole function of Lash is all about creating food, because remember, what's the difference between a cucumber and a green pepper and a tomato? Those are edible already. But the mustard seed, the shum, and these disgusting corn things, right? They're not really edible until you've made them into a grit. Meaning, like, you have to prepare them or you have to do something to them. Oh, once I'm metaking them and turn them into food on every Shabbos, then on Shabbos itself, I'm not doing anything fundamentally different to them. I'm not. Okay, they taste a little bit better, but it's not a fundamental change. I've made them edible on Erev Shabbos. That might be the sfar of Ein Lisha Achar Lisha, which is very similar to Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That once you've made your chicken edible, you can't re-cook it. You can enhance it, make it better, but Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, because Bishul is about creating food. Once you've created the food, you're not over, so too by Lisha, that perhaps could also apply as well. Okay? Yeah.
Did they not eat raw onions? Pretty
common. So cover. These were onions with garlic. Shoo. They ate raw garlic?
I feel like eating raw garlic is more common.
Yeah, either way.
I've seen people like eat garlic fillers and like mash it in their hands and use it as a spread on like bread and stuff. Is that like at restaurants in Israel? It's pretty common to do that.
Yeah, is it just raw, mama's totally raw garlic?
Yeah, they use
but
it on bread.
Right, but not...
You know, bread.
Right.
Maybe it'll be a little bit more, I guess. Maybe not.
I'm sure when you buy it, it's been...
Something. Something's been added.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. So that's the... I think that's what's going on here. Okay. Good. Next part. Take a look, please, at... the Mishnah Brura that you have in front of you. Here we go. I want to make sure I have it right over here. Yeah, I do. Okay. Im shachal lishba chometz b'erev Shabbos. Let's say you forget to pour chometz, to pour your vinegar, vinegar before Shabbos. Letoch ha krin. So this is probably referring to lettuce of some sort. Or some type of vegetable. It's Rishiyasa B'Shabbos B'lila Raka. You have to make a B'lila Raka. B'lila Raka is like a thinner type of a mixture. The Noksin Achomet Hargacha Karen. This was able to figure out. The Shalatin is lettuce. So when it comes to again lettuce, in the deck, but koze kevan she'ein chotchan oto dak. Sorry. So that first case, this karen, I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's some type of item that that's almost like more like a seed type of a thing. I'm not quite sure what vegetable it is, but it's again, there's this principle of all of our items that we're talking about that are not edible that you need to do something to if you want to eat them on Shabbos with some type of kneading, want to add stuff to them, it needs to be done with a shinui, as opposed to lettuce, or as we're going to see the next example, are pickled cucumbers, right? That's going to be very different. So pickled lettuce, for example, b'yerka nikra shalaitin, which are lettuce, in the dedak b'kolze, kevan she'ein chotchan oto daktak. We don't cut them very thin, we're not worried about we'll be able to add some type of salad dressing to them, or some type of chometz, which is we call today salad dressing, right? Normally adds vinegar. Salad dressing to it, you do not have to worry. But what about aval masha chotchim tzanun, the kishuin, shekorin something rather, which is pickled cucumbers that I discovered. Dak, v'shovchin chometz, or shor davar lach, letochan, marvin oso biyachad, tzvichin yizer, shalo larev bekaf, ube koach, o yaneh bekliatzmo, v'tov lachim regam genchid, nachamet hagagam lach. So when it comes to cucumbers, let's say you want to make cucumber salad on Shabbos. This is a mamash, this is very practical. Ideally, you should do it before Shabbos. Let's say you didn't do it before Shabbos. So you want to make cucumber salad on Shabbos, and you're cutting these cucumbers. When it comes, it's funny, when it comes to lettuce, appears that's different, because we don't cut them so finely. The cucumbers we want to cut up. We want to cut up our cucumbers. We want to add vinegar to it. You should be machmir and either flip around the order. and or stirred up with a type of a shinui. That's what. Even though our pickled cucumbers are edible, even though it's edible from beforehand, I'm assuming, right? Some pickled cucumbers are edible. Cucumbers are edible beforehand, so I don't see why pickled cucumbers are not. Doesn't matter. We still want to do a shinui, which again, it appears because we're choshesh for the shita of Rebbe. It's the only way to explain it. It's already edible. Or you could. So this is what leads people to say, like Natan said, "Ain lash achar lash." But what about if you didn't do lash to it ahead of time? If you pickle a cucumber, you didn't lash them. You just pickled them. In which case, maybe it has nothing to do with making something edible. It has to do with mamish ain lash achar lash. And what's the svar behind it? Very simple. Once you've already done lash once, you can't do a second lash. Oh, it's already edible. Wrong svara, right? That perhaps it's not about edible to non-edible, it's just about doing the act of lush. And since making pickled cucumbers on Friday, on Thursday, was not an act of lush, you're not allowed to do any lush with it when you're making them. So if you're taking your cucumbers, which are edible in a regular state, you want to add chametz to them, you want to add vinegar to them, you want to add salad dressing to them, you want to make what we call today cucumber salad, right? Or you know what I'm talking about, cucumber salad. It's like this vinegar with cucumbers, right? If you want to make it on Shabbos, it would need to be done in advance or with a shinui.
What part of making that dish lush? Isn't lush kneading?
Yeah, so I guess, right, so you're making this guvechad, right? You're making shnei chalakim into guvechad. You're taking this, right. So again, I think we're talking about cucumbers that are small, not like big pieces of cucumber. We're talking about smaller pieces of cucumbers. And you're making this like, you're taking liquid and you're adding to it these solids and you're turning it into this one entity. So it's probably not the classic cucumber salad that we have in our mind with the big pieces of cucumbers. Probably something a little bit smaller that's mixed in together. I think, because he says here, he says duck duck, right? That you make your cucumbers duck duck goose, right? Thin, thin. So this is also, by the way, this is really very careful here, because this also could be a problem of machate, right? So be careful as well with that. So, okay. And this again, he talks about making charoset on shachal Pesach b'Shabbos, v'shachach mibayom nitena mashke l'tocha charoses, and you didn't add your mashke, which probably in most of those cases is wine, right? Wine that you add to your charoses. Again, look at your charoses. Charoses is a really good example because you're taking your nuts and your fruits, which are chunky, and you're adding to it your wine, and you're turning that into one entity. So that's like your cucumber salad, which is not the image we have of cucumber salad. So the charoses maybe is a better example in our mind of you're making a paste. You're making your teeth, right, for charoses, right? Your mortar. You're making mortar. So what does he say you need to do? That's why he says mutar l'tena mashke b'Shabbos. You're allowed to have zugar on Shabbos. V'lo yitrof b'kav. Ela ba'etzba. Do not whip it up really well. Just stir it with your finger, which, you know, the ladies not be happy about. They like that paste. Okay, so you got most people, I think, prepare the charoses. I think before Pesach, right? You like it chunky? Okay, ready to go. V'ledas Yish Omrin, listen to this. Gamze Aser. And he says, according to Yish Omrin, that's Aser to do. Because remember, just adding the liquid is a problem. Remember? Because that's Rebbe, right? Im lo yaseh oso gamken raka. You're going to make it. If you add a lot of liquid, this will not make people very happy. If you add a lot of liquid, the problem with your charoses, they can get like, that's not so aved. I mean, that's not a raka, that's aved. Your thick paste that you're making in your charoses. So if you add a lot of liquid, that will always be very helpful. Your cucumber salad generally has a lot of liquid to it. You can't really, again, the image that I have, my cucumber salad, the masara that I have from my mother, what cucumber salad looks like, that they received from their mothers, right? The masara, cucumber salad, usually it's very liquidy, right? Cucumber salad usually is very, very liquidy. Mashenke and charoses that we have, bizman hazeh, that they want to be nice and pasty, in which case, on Shabbos, according to the Yesh Omri, the Machan Shittav Rebbe, use a lot of liquid to make it raka. With liquid, make a lot of raka, then a shinui would be sufficient. But Ave, we don't like making Ave on Shabbos, even with a shinui. Asur litrov beit, and then this is our case, Asur litrov beitzim bekara, because of Mari's ayin. That why can't you mamash beat up eggs? So he's explaining the shita of Rashi, what we saw in Rashi. Why can't you beat up eggs? Mari's Amru. Even though really you're allowed to do it, but clear of a kaf, as Rashi says. But it looks near a mishra to the Vashtam Bagdera. It looks as if you want to cook it up together. You know, you're beating up your eggs. I don't know. To me, eggs that are whipped sounds pretty gross, but we know people drink eggs. What's it called? Yolks. Like beat up. What? The Rocky movie, right? For protein, that's what Gemara talks about in Shabbos, if you're like, because some people also drink for medicinal purposes. So it's a mission. What? Right. Really? Like on the skin? Oh, you drink it, yeah, okay. A burn victim would drink it?
We once said in yeshiva, there's a guy that he was in like young people, he got burnt, and apparently he was like in the hospital, and they just made him drink eggs all the time.
Wow, that sounds pretty gross. But the Gemara, the Mishnah talks about drinking eggs.
The people like passed away because they couldn't manage to drink all the eggs. Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Or they passed away because they were
No, no, right. Okay. Okay, fine. So again, liquid vegetable salad though is going to be okay. Fruit salad, you know, you want to take mayonnaise on potatoes, that's going to be okay. Cream on the strawberries, all those things are in fact going to be okay as well. Okay, what I want to do now is, just because there's only 15 minutes left, and I take a look at the handout that you have in front of you, which is, so when I was growing up, this was the only... This was the only sefer around that people used. Like, this is like the Kil Chasa book. If you wanted like Halacha Lemaisa and Shabbos, this was the only book. Now, there's 1,000 books. There's like a million different versions. But this is the only one that I had growing up. Hence, which is why it's in, you know, it's in better days. Okay, it gets used. See, I used to, see, you know, Russo, this, people wanted like Halacha Lemaisa. This is what they always used. So, I circled it for you, I only forgot about the first page. So take a look at this. Habalachim Mishavas Beitza Ketzutza. Ketzad Yasa. So you want to make egg salad on Shabbos. So let's combine everything that we've done to reach a nice conclusion, and we could potentially even extrapolate a little bit to guacamole if we have time. So stage number one. Yiklov as a beitzim. Peel the eggs. Hamavu shalos samuch lasuda. So why do you have to do it samuch lasuda? Why can't you do it Shacharis as a
book.
Ah, so very good. Very good. Border. Excellent. Very good. Look at Ein Zayin. Oh, forget it. That's what he says up there, so forget that.
This is not Ochel Yimsoah, though, for killing that. It's only Ochel, isn't it?
No, so the rule is you're allowed to peel, like a banana peel. All those things you're allowed to do because it's Derech Achila, but it needs to be done Miyad. Okay, good. The Yiraskan Afilu Bishine Hamazleg. But you'd be allowed to take the regular fork and crush it down. Why? How come you don't need a shinoi to do it? What? So, the answer really is because it's edible beforehand, right? Edible. And why isn't that? Because you're not chopping. It's not mechatech. Mechatech is fine pieces. Here, you're just mashing it, right? Now, here's another rule. You're allowed to mash things with its own substance. Lisha is you need to add something to it. But an egg by itself, you can mash an egg by itself. It's not Lisha, you're mashing an egg. You're totally allowed to do that. Right, you're not eating water. It's Lisha by itself. Eating with Shini Hamazleg, no Shini with the teeth of the. Next. Yiklof at the Beitzim ve Yichtachem. If you want to then. So once you've peeled the eggs, or if you don't want to Shini Hamazleg, you could just cut them. Samach l'suda has to be near a suda. Why? Because remember, machatech needs to be done samach l'suda. That's the rule, right? If you want to cut things. L'chatichos gedolos k'tzat. Ah, but he still doesn't like super fine. You're not the machatech things dak. He doesn't like that at all. Right? That's from earlier. If you're going to cut your vegetables or your egg or whatever, do samach l'suda. And even samach l'suda, it should be not done dak. Next, the nogin lohosef taruvah zotim shemen. You're allowed to add a bit of oil. The ein choshishin, and it's fine. Add a bit of oil. How come you can add oil? What about Lisha? What? That sounds like lash. Answer. You have to understand something. Add with oil. You're not mixing it together. You're just adding flavoring. This is very important. Your goal is still eggs. You're not remember when you. Let's go back to the original lash. The original lash is flour and water to make dough. Here, if you add, and you're allowed to, that's why, if you want to add a liquid onto a solid and just have it cover it, that's not a problem. Even according to Rebbe, it's not a problem. It's only a problem to Rebbe if you want to mix together. You don't want these things mixed together. You just want to add, it's like adding flavoring. Oil and egg don't mix. Right?
You don't have anything.
Arvin, that's why if you want to stir it up together. By the way, this is very important. This means that you'd be allowed to add, oh, this comes up when you want to add a little bit of oil to hummus. You have hummus, you want a little bit of add oil to it. Right?
That,
right? Like in Israel. Fine. You don't need shinuim at all. Ah, tov. Ah. However, he says, because it's choshesh, however, tov yaseim yeshana min aseder benetiz Hashem avena abechisha. But flip around the order that you usually do. He wants people to be choshesh just in case. Shitav Rabbi or Machmi, right? Flip around the order. The Nizkalai. Umotar lahosif letav shozet tabuchi adamam mushalim. You could add potatoes. This is called potato salad or potato egg salad, I guess that's what it's called. V'yim akan b'shinui. However, again, you want to mix them all together with your egg. I think there's still oil here. Oil or maybe not. Potatoes, you need to do a shinui, because that you want to mix together. You need a shinui. Use the yadit hamazleg. Use the handle as mazleg. I mean, don't use the teeth of the mazleg. Use the handle of the mazleg. Him kfar nim akub b'miksas ikiv abishol v'nocham hen l'miuch. If, however, these potatoes are very, very soft, mutol l'macham af b'li shinui, if you're going to be shinui mazleg, if they're super, super soft, then you'd be allowed to, they've already been softened, in which case you could crush them together. Not a problem. Okay, take a look at Pei Aleph. Take a look at Pei Aleph, that circle. Venire, liyashiv minag olam. Apparently, making egg salad on Shabbos was minag olam. This is Shlomo Zalman Rabach, right? Egg salad is mamish like it's a staple. It's a staple on Shabbos. Listen, it's very cheap. Egg salad's cheap, let's face it. That's why it's very popular, right? Very cheap, right? Guacamole is, by the way, this is written in the 70s, I think, right? In the 70s, they're not eating guacamole in Eretz Yisrael. Let me tell you something, right? They're eating egg salad. This is what's common on Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos morning. Okay. 5 minutes. The ayin and simon. The chol etzorach osas uda kar mat mat. He says, anything that's needed for that meal, you can do. He's talking about here chopping. That's where you can chop up eggs with a little bit of onions. Ayin sham. Okay, fine. Okay, you see where it says gimel shamati? This is a good one. Look at gimel. Shamati, by the way, I should explain. By the way, he calls Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Shlita. Because he's alive. This is the Talmud of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Shlita. The Yesh Lomar the Kevan Shirotzim Rakla Arbev Hamikfidim Shalo Yatu Mamesh Gush Echad. You want to combine, when you want to make egg salad, you call it egg salad. You're not creating a new entity when you put in this oil. It's still egg salad. You're just adding essentially flavoring to it, right? You're not making Mamesh Guf Echad. You're not making one entity, right? Which, by the way, Lash is making a new entity. You want to tell me this is blila ave? You add a bit of oil to eggs. Why is this blila? No, this is not mean a Torah blila ave. It's not a thick mixture. The af she harashal katav lahatir al yedizev katav habach all that she ain't lahakel bazeh meumar hadat. The Mishnah Bura and Siv Katan Zochet Machmir Gam Al Teruv Eshal Tzanun Malaf Afon Yachin Chametz. That even though Mishnah Bura is Machmir for this onion cucumber dish, Af Shegam Zem Makpidim Shelo Yibaku Yachet. Even on that, you don't want it combined together. Mekom Mekom Bitzirv Im Zeshaha Beitza Kvar Mevushelas. The heter that this egg is already cooked. The im. Right, because remember the whole idea that if it's make food which is edible, more edible might not be an issue. V'chein imo sivim kavet. Shigamhu kvar mevushal. If you want to add liver to it, ooh, these are like for the fine schmeckers, right? You're adding, you don't have the next part. Ellie does, but nobody else. Batzal v'shemen him ra ke'in tavlin. Oh, you're adding just batzal, onions, and shemen, and oil. That's just a tavlin, as Mishnah Berurah writes. Anyways, he says it's essentially there's room to be mako in this case. Okay, and he says, I see, this is an amazing line. Lachain. Ein larer al minhag shayanoha gam etel harbe migdole hatora vayira. He said, gdole tovir, they made egg salad on Shabbos. That's what they did. And he says, the minhag shal Yisrael Torah, this is an amazing thing, the minhag shal Torah, and he says, this is, there has to be a way to make egg salad on Shabbos because we know people did it. Now, you also can't make egg salad on your Shabbos. Make egg salad on Friday.
What is the big issue with making egg salad?
So, I guess
it
would
it sound like it should be so us and we have to like...
Right, fine, they had this. So, you know, adding, I guess, the oil or the onions potentially doesn't look so good. But he seems to suggest that the ways to moderate. Okay. He says, really, you could probably do it all regularly. But better to do it with a shinui. Better to do it with a simuch l'suda for sure. And to use the do a shinui when you're combining everything together. He says, this way you're yotzei every single day if possible. And that's, he think, that's definitely what he recommends doing. And that's what he says to do. And he's miyashiv of the minhag ha'olam. Now you got to be Talmud Chacham, but even, I mean, here's what's important. Even if you make it without a shinui, you should be machmer, make it with the shinui. Even if you don't make it with the shinui, it's probably permissible for sure, according to Rov Rishonim. Lechad Chila, that is totally fine. So we're machmir, maybe that it's we're machmir for the shita of Rebbe, that this is considered maybe a blila avis, you want to do a shinui, okay, so you probably should do a shinui. And if you didn't, you have to drive your mothers crazy if they don't make it that way. That'd be okay also to have egg salad. That'd be permissible to do. He says, Miyash the Min Gaidlam, you don't have to be the biggest Tamar Chacham, like egg salad on Shabbos. Better to use a shinui when you want to come out together, but Mikaradin, you probably do not need to do so at all. That's the idea that we should. You don't necessarily dafka need to. Okay, so with that, I think ends our Lisha topic. Again, there's a few other fine points that we could still go through, but I think it's time to move on. Emir Hashem, what is the next Malacha on the Mishnah? What's the next Malacha on the Mishnah? I gotta look it up myself. The next Malacha on the Mishnah is. Zoreh, that is the next, which I'm sure we do on a regular basis. Okay, Zoreh is the next Malacha. That's what we're going to do next. Even though the Gemara, believe it or not, already did the Boreh and everything, didn't we? We touched on them a little bit in the Gemara. Okay, fine. That'll be our next Malacha based on the Mishnah, and we'll see the Gemaras that pertain to it too. Mirtz Hashem next week.